Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, and five words from the end of the line, with the words Rab Yitzchak V'Rab Nosson. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. We are in the middle of the Sugya here, where the Gemara is trying to discover how do we know that by Birchas HaTorah we need a bracha after when we read in the Torah, Bitzibur, Kriyas HaTorah, that there's a bracha after. We know there's a bracha before because it says Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I read the Shemus of Hashem, and as the Charedim explained in the name of the Zohar, all the words of the Torah are different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I read those names, Kriyas HaTorah in the Tzibur, in Shul, then Havu Gaidel Elikena. So first I have to make a Bracha Rishayna. So that's how we know Bracha Rishayna by Kriyas HaTorah. By eating, we know from the Pasuk a Bracha Achrayna. V'chalta v'savata v'irachta. You will eat, you'll be satiated, and you will make Birchas HaMazon. And the question that the Gemara was grappling with is, how do we know by Birchas HaTorah you need a bracha afterwards? How do you know by Birchas HaMazon that it requires before eating you need a bracha lefanel? So Rav Akiva's shita was that there's a gzeira shava. We had a machloikis, the Pnei Moshe, the Charedim, exactly what the Gzeira Shava was, but there's a Gzeira Shava that puts each halacha by the other one. By Kriyas HaTorah, we learn the bracha l'achareah from Mazon, and by Mazon, we learn the bracha l'faneah from Birchas HaTorah. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel said differently. Rabbi Shmuel said that you can learn a kal v'chomer to each one. In other words, if the Torah requires by food a bracha l'achareah, and it doesn't require beferish written in the Torah bracha l'faneah, so Torah, which requires a bracha l'faneah, so certainly it requires a bracha l'achareah. Now, as far as Mazon is concerned, we also have a kal v'chomer. If by Torah, the Torah only required beferish written in the Torah, a bracha before the Torah is read, but it's not written beferish after. And by Mazon, the Torah said, beferish, you need a bracha after eating. So certainly, you need a bracha before. So we have two kal v'chomers, and through the two kal v'chomers, whatever is missing is now supplemented through the kal v'chomer, and we wind up that we have a bracha l'faneah u'l'achareah by Kriyas HaTorah, we have a bracha l'faneah u'l'achareah by benching. That's what we learned so far in the last year. And now the Gemara is going to discuss different mandiyamim who had a different way, as the Pnei Moshe explains, a different way of learning the bracha by Mazon of l'faneah. And they are Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Nosson. The Pnei Moshe explains, Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Nosson, pligi. They argue, how do you know a bracha before you eat something? So we're going to learn what it says here in the brackets. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, we learn it from a pasuk in Navi, when Shaul was looking for the donkeys, and he was going with his assistant. His assistant suggested to Shaul, why don't you go to this town where Shmuel is right now? He's involved with a korban and with festivities, and ask him, and as a Navi, Shmuel will help you find your donkeys. So the Navi relates there that Shaul listened to his assistant's advice, and on the way to the city, he meets a group of girls, and he asks them if they know where Shmuel is, and they respond, yes. And now we will see the pasuk of their response. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar ki hu yivarech hazevach. He is going to make a bracha over the korban. Va'achar kach yoichlu akruim. He will make a bracha for the entire tzibur over the korban. And then those who were called to partake in the festivities, they will eat. So we see what bracha is he making. He's making the bracha which comes before eating. So this is Rabbi Yitzchak's makor that you need a bracha before you eat something. The girls were telling Shaul that no one would eat until Shmuel would make this bracha. If you look in the Marah Fulda, around 15 lines in the left-hand column from the bottom, says the Marav Fulda, Uma bracha hi, what's the bracha that Shmuel made? Al korchach lefanel. Deha koyv de machila birich. He made the bracha before he ate. This is the bracha lefanel. If you look in the Rosh Cirillo, in the left-hand column, six lines from the bottom, Kihu Yivorech HaZevach, Mikan Atolome, Chaton Levorech, Lifnei Achila. You have to make a bracha before you eat. We learn it here from Shmuel. V'chein Tirgim Yoinison, and that's what the Targum Yoinison explains there, Hu Poris Amazoina, he made a bracha over the food. Now, if we look in Rashi, in the Bavli Brachas of Mem Ches Amid Beis, Divya Maskel Kihu, Rashi over there says that what bracha was this? Says Rashi, this was a bracha on a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. And this is the Lashon of Rashi, and I quote, Al HaZevach Hu Oimer, on the Korban, Shmuel would say, Baruch Asher Kirishanu B'mitzvayso V'tzivanu Lechol Es HaZevach. We bless Hashem that He commanded us to eat the Zevach. As V'heichen Tzivanu, and then Rashi brings a pasuk, where is there a tzivui to eat kachim? The pasuk says, in Devorim Yud Beis, V'abasir, Toichal, you should eat the meat of kachim. And on that mitzvah of eating the meat of kachim, Shmuel made a bracha. So all the achronim ask a very obvious question. The Marsha, the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach, the Chedushim of Rabbi Lezer Moshe Horowitz, the Choroinel of Racha, they all ask, how can we learn, according to Rashi, from a bracha done on a mitzvah, a birchas mitzvah, how do we learn that to a birchas hanenin, that you have to make a bracha before you eat? And a high time, the Marsha says that there were actually two brachas here. He disagrees with Rashi that the focus is on the birchas hazevach, the birchas hamitzvah of eating kachim, but rather the focus should be on the other bracha, which is birchas hananin, meat is shahakol niyah bidvari. So Shmuel was making a bracha of shahakol niyah bidvari, and then the people would eat once they heard that bracha. So the Marsha disagrees with Rashi. Ayin, Shum, in these other Achroinim, the Tzlach, the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer Moshe Horowitz, how they tried to miyashiv Rashi, that although Rashi is speaking about Birchas HaZevach, we could still learn from there to the Birchas Hananin of Shahakol that you make a bracha before, Ayin, Shum. Continues the Gemara, Rav Nosson Oimer, Rav Nosson has another pasuk to learn that we make a brach lefaneh by food. The pasuk states, V'avadetem z'Hashem alekechem, you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'berech es lachmecha v'esmei mecha, and He will bless your bread and your water. Eimai esai hu kori lachmecha v'esmei mecha, when is it called your bread and your water? Ad shelo echalta, before you ate. So, let us look in the Pnei Moshe for a moment, around seven lines before it gets wide. Kloimer, Eimasai Nikr, Shehu Lechem Oymayim, Ad Shelo Yechalta. When is it recognizable that it's food or water before you put it in your mouth, before you ate, before you drank? Once you ate and drank, you can't see the Lechem or the Mayim. Uksiv, Vavaritim. And the Pasuk says, before you eat that bread, when it's still Nikr, it's bread and water. Vavaritim is Hashem Lekechem, serve Hashem. Mikan Sheuton Brach Lefanav. So here's a beautiful pasuk that teaches us that before you eat, you have to make a bracha. In other words, the Pnei Moshe is telling us, don't focus on lachmecha, your bread, or meimecha, your water, even though the Gemara says, Eimasai hukori lachmecha ves meimecha. The focus is on the main word lechem. The focus is on the main word mayim. When is something called bread and water? That's only when it's nicker before you have eaten it, and the pasuk is telling you to serve Hashem by making a bracha. So we already have two new shitas, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nosson. Which pasuk it is that teaches us that you make a bracha before eating? And now the Gemara presents a third mahalach. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, we can learn that the bracha that's recited before eating is not learned from a kal v'chomer as we did before from Torah, but rather from itself. What is the Kal V'chomer from itself? Ma im b'sha sh'achol v'sova. Tzarech l'vorech, if after a person ate and he's satiated, he's satisfied, and he's not thinking so much about food anymore because he's already satisfied. And yet the Torah told him, Tzarech l'vorech, you have to now thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you have eaten. So b'shoshu hu toiv lecho. So at the before he eats, when he's starving, when he has a tremendous appetite to eat, and he's certainly thinking, where am I going to get my food from? So like kol shem, is that not certainly an appropriate time for him to remember who is the Zonas HaKoil, that's the Rabbeinu Shalom? Certainly you have to make a bracha. So I know it from itself. I don't have to come on to a Kal V'chomer or a Gzeirah Shavah, as we learned before from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Once I notice a halacha of a chalto v'savato v'rachto and a rice, you have to bench, so then Kal V'chomer, you certainly have to thank Hashem before you eat the food. Now, there are various pshatim in the next Gemara, and we will first learn it the way most of the Mefarshim learn, not like the Pnei Moshe, and then we will learn the Pnei Moshe's Pshat in the Gemara. Ad Kedoin Mazayin. Until now, Rebbe has satisfied the inyan of Mazayin. In other words, the Brach L'Achreah is Beferish in the Torah of Achalto V'Savato V'Rachta, the Brach L'Faneah is through a Kal V'Chomer from itself. Torah Ma, but what are you going to do about Torah? So, the way the Mefarshim learn, on Birchas HaTorah, on Kriyas HaTorah, before you read from the Torah, that we had a pasuk already before. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havagodol Elokeinu. That's not a problem. So the whole Gemara's focus here is on Bracha L'Achra. How do you know you have to make a bracha after you read from the Torah? As we turn to Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, says the Gemara, I again have a Kal V'chomer. Im Mazon, She'ein Elachai Yishah, Ton Bracha L'Fanav, U'Lachrav, if, as we've learned before, that eating requires a bracha afterwards and before. And that is only something that pertains to Chai Shah, to a temporary existence on this world. So Torah, Shehi Chai Ad, Torah which is for eternity, like Hoshchen, is it not a Kal V'chomer that you have to make a bracha l'fanav v'lachrav? So bracha l'fanav we learned from Kishem Hashem Ekra. Now we're using this Kal V'chomer for the bracha l'achrav. If you have to do it on Gashmias, you certainly have to do it on Ruch. This is the Pashut way to learn this Gemara. However, let us take a look how the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. Ad Kedoin, the last short line in the right-hand column. Ad Kedoin lo shamanu el lamazon. Until now, we've only explained mazon. Brach l'achor of midraisa, v'chalto v'savato v'rachto, brach l'fan of a Kal V'chomer, if you make a bracha after you're satiated, certainly before. Torah min nayin lamadnu, how do you know Torah? Continues the Pnei Moshe. Dehashta l'rebi, the alfina l'mozim mikal v'chomer, m'la'achrov, sh'yehetan gam l'fanov. The Gemara is asking specifically on Rebbe. Rebbe told us that mozim doesn't have to come on in any way to Torah. Not through a Gzeir Shavah, not through a Kal V'chomer, but from itself. You can learn out a Kal V'chomer. If you make a bracha afterwards, you certainly have to make a bracha before. The Im Kain, now that Rebbe said that by Mazin, Sulei Matzinen Lemeil of Torah Mikal V'chomer Mimazin. Ma Im Mazin She'enetan Bracha L'fanav Min HaKosav Kidal Il. Once Rebbe went with this Mahalach by Mazin, now the Gemara has a big question on Rebbe. Before we had the liberty of making a Kal V'chomer from Mazon to Torah. If Mazon needs after, and the Torah didn't find it necessary to write it before, to make a bracha before, so Torah where the Torah did require before, certainly needs after. But now, the way Rebbe's learning, I don't have that Kal V'chomer. Why? Explains the Pnei Moshe. Shehari nilmud mikal v'chomer, because Mazon itself is learned from a Kal V'chomer. Ve'ein tzorach kro l'rameis. Ubirchas ha-Torah minayin. Bracha l'Torah minayin. You cannot say anymore, well, if the Torah told you by food that you have to bench afterwards, but the Torah did not find it necessary to make a bracha before. So Torah, which needs before, certainly needs after. But the reason why the Torah didn't say a bracha before is not because you don't need a bracha, but because it's a kal v'chomer that you need a bracha. It's as if the Torah did write it. So your whole basis to make a kal v'chomer to Torah is not here. It comes out that by mazon, the Torah really felt it necessary to say a bracha after, and it felt it necessary to say a bracha before. Where is the bracha before? It lies in the bracha after, because it's a kal v'chomer that you have to make it before. So your whole impetus to make a kal v'chomer from mazon then to Torah is not here. You can't say if the Torah didn't have a Beferish Pasuk to teach me bracha lefanav, then by Tyra, where you have lefanav, certainly you have lachrov. The reason you don't have it lefanav by Mazin is because you do have it, because there's a kavachomer from lachrov. So it's as if you did have it before. So your whole basis for your kavachomer falls away. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You, Rebbe, you have a new way of learning bracha lefanav by Mazin. You yourself are defeating the possibility of making another kavachomer from Mazin to Tyra. Memela, I have a question. Tyra Maha. Let's continue in the Pnei Moshe. V'ka Amar, the Gemara answers, Dakati afina mahai kavachomer mi mazin. I have a different kavachomer from mazin. Ma'am mazin shein al chaysha. And now, v'afin and mehai kavachomer lebracha shalafon now ulebracha shalachrea. So the Pnei Moshe says, once I have this new kavachomer, which we find on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, now, and even the Lushan is mashma like the Pnei Moshe, because ma, let's see the Gemara in Ayin Gimel, in Mazen Shein Elachai Shaton Bracha Lefon of Ula Achrav, so Tayrish Uchai Ad, like Holshchein, that it needs a Bracha Lefon of Ula Achrav. So the Pnei Moshe is learning, in fact, that the kavachomer now goes on both. I'm not even learning Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Lelekenu for the Bracha Lefon of Kriyas HaTorah, but rather I'm learning out from Mazen a Kal V'chomer that Torah needs a bracha both Lefon of Ula'achra. To understand the Pnei Moshe a little better, we should point out that according to the first pshat in the Gemara that we learned Bracha Lefon of by Torah from Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Lelekenu. So we have to say that this Kal V'chomer, according to the first Mahalach we had in the Gemara, was only for Bracha La'achrav by Torah. Bracha La'achrav, we already have a pasuk. You don't need this Kal V'chomer. And secondly, this Kal V'chomer could not teach you Birchas HaTorah Lefanav, which is the Raisa, because this whole Kal V'chomer is the Rabbanan. Why is this whole Kal V'chomer mid Rabbanan? Because it's based on the fact that you have a Bracha Lefanav by Mazen. The Bracha Lefanav by Mazen is coming from Mazen. If you make a Bracha La'achrav of Kal V'chomer, you have to make a Bracha Lefanav. But we hold that the Bracha Lefanav brachas that we make before we eat are only midrabbanan. So how could you use that to teach me a Bracha Lefanav midraisa by Torah through a Kal V'chomer? Elamai, we don't need a Bracha Lefanav for Torah. That we already had. We had a pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Lelekenu. So this is the first way to learn. And this leads us to the machlokes, whether Birchas HaTorah are midraisa or midrabbanan. So the Pnei Moshe, in his Sefer Mari Aponim, explains that he feels that Rebbe holds that Birchas HaTorah are only midrabbanan. And that's why I can use this Kal V'chomer if Mazen needs a Bracha Lefanav L'achrav, even though it needs it only Lefanav Midrabbanan. I can use it now for Birchas HaTorah because Rebbe holds Birchas HaTorah is only Midrabbanan. Apparently he will not use it from Kishem Hashem Akrav Goyal Lekenu. He'll use it totally for Mazen. If Mazen requires L'achrav Midrais and Lefanav Midrabbanan, I can use that as a Kal V'chomer to Torah which Rebbe holds is only a chiyuv min rabbanan to make a bracha on Torah. If it's only min rabbanan, I could use the Kal v'chomer from Chaye Shah to Chaye Ad for both lufanel ulachra. That is how the Pnei Moshe learns the sugya. The Mela, that's why the Pnei Moshe says at the end of Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the last few words, v'yafinin mehai Kal v'chomer lebracha shelufanel ulebracha shelachra, both the one after and the one before, because I'm not learning it from Kishem Hashem Ekra, because Rabbi Yod's Birchas HaTorah is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, I can use the Kal v'chomer from Chaye Shah to Chaye Ad, a bracha lefanav by Mazen, which is only Midrabbanan. I could use it as a Kal v'chomer to Birchas HaTorah, because Rabbi Yod's Birchas HaTorah is only Midrabbanan. These are the two approaches of how to learn this piece of Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Rabzeira had a question. Eling Shloi Shekriyos. These three people who are reading in the Torah, and in those times when the question was asked, there was not a Balkore who read for each person who's called up to the Torah as we have it today, but rather each person who's called up to Torah read his own portion. As the Pnei Moshe explains here, in the left-hand column at the top, Masha Tikin Ezra Sheyu Kairin Shloish Bnei Adam B'Torah B'Mincha B'Shabbos V'Chem B'Shenu V'Chamishi. The question of Rav Zeira concerns reading in the Torah on Shabbos at Mincha and during the weekdays on Monday and Thursday. This was Takanas Ezra, that we should not be away from Torah for 3 days. So how do we treat this kriya? As the Pnei Moshe continues to explain in this end of the second line, Hashta de lo madnu le bracha b'tara mimozen ma'at ovid loin. Now that we have learned, and the Pnei Moshe speaks it out clearer later on, that Reb Zeir is asking this question according to Rebbe. Rebbe, we just learned, is of the opinion that Birchas HaTorah, as the Pnei Moshe explained before, is only Midrabban. And where do you learn out Lefaneh Ulachreah by Torah? From Mazon, with the Kal v'chomer. If Chai Shah needs a bracha, certainly Torah, which is Chaye Lo'olam Voed, certainly needs a bracha lefon of ula achrov. So now, if you're comparing it to Birchas HaMazon, how do you treat it? There are two dinim by mazon. There's a din of people eating it as a group, where you have zimun, and there's a din of people who are eating separately. Do I consider the Kriyas HaTorah of the three people of Takanas Ezra as three people as a group doing a mitzvah together, comparable to zimun by food, or do I say that Takanas Ezra was that there's three separate mitzvahs, each person is doing the mitzvah by himself? The Charedim points out in the top of the right hand column that in the second line, Huadin the Matzah of the Boy b'Shivud the Shabbos. The Gemara could have asked the same question about the seven Kriyim, the seven people who are called up to the Torah on Shabbos, Udi Yontif, or the five that are called up for the Yontif Kriya, or Yom Kippur, the six that are called up for Yom Kippur, or Rosh Chodesh, the four that are called up for Rosh Chodesh. Ella, why does it specifically ask about the three? Ella Mishum, the Birchas Zimun, the Alfina Minah, Birchas HaTorah, B'Shloisha, Bo'ashaloisha. Since, as we explained, that this whole question is predicated that you're learning out Kriyas HaTorah from Zimun. Zimun is three. So the Gemara is asking this question by Mincha on Shabbos on Monday and Thursday, where there's only three people who are called up to the Torah. But who adin? We could ask the question by Shabbos, by Yontav, Yom Kippur, or Shchodesh, where there are more than three Olim, do they function as one group doing a mitzvah together? Or is each person who's called up considered that he's doing a separate mitzvah? Continues the Gemara. Ma'at Ovedlon, how do you treat this? And the Gemara explains, Kishloisha Shachlu Ka'achas. Do you consider it like a Zimun requirement when three people eat together as a group? Oy, Kishloisha Shachlu Zebifne Atzma, Zebifne Atzma, Zebifne Atzma. Or like three people who each one ate his meal by himself. And what is the Nafka Minhag as I treat it as a group of three or three individuals, each one who ate it himself? The Gemara explains, in Ta'avdinun Kishloisha Shachlu Ka'achas, if you treat it like Zimun, where three people ate together. So then, Harishin Mivarak Bracha Rishayna. Then I would say that the first one who gets up to the Torah, the Kayin, he'll make the Bracha Rishayna. He will not make a Bracha Achrayna. The Achrayin and the Yisrael, who gets the third Aliyah, he'll make only the Bracha Achrayna. Voem Tsoi and the Levi, who's in the middle, Einem Avar Kol Iker, he won't make any Bracha. In other words, as the Pnei Moshe explains, approximately 10 lines before it gets wide, Ella de Mekivan Shalomadu Bain Lebracha Shalofane Betaru Bain Lebracha Shalachra Mi Muzin Ukid Rebbe. Here's where the Pnei Moshe speaks out that this whole question in the Gemara is according to Rebbe, that we're learning out both Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achrayna from Torah, from Muzin. The in Cain, hoyul di efshir kanshia hey arishim evark lefaner lachreo do akat di shnayim bo lemikri. You still need two other people to call them up. In other words, the Gemara wants to say that if it's like a group, it should be compared to three people sitting together, eating as a group, where in the time of Chazal, one of them would lead the benching, and he would say the entire benching, and he would be moitzi the other people. He would say everything. Here, the Pnei Moshe says, we will get it as close as we can to Zimun, but of course there's a distinction, because by Zimun, there's no requirement that three people have to say it. We learned before, let's say they are Amaratzim, and one only knows the first bracha, one knows the second, one knows the third, so each one can say his bracha and we might see the others. However, lechatchila, there was one person who said all the brachas. There was no special takana that each bracha has to be said by another individual. Ma'ashen came by Kriya Satayra. There is an obligation that you have three separate Kriya, three separate people that are called up. So we cannot compare it. Even if we say it's a group, we cannot say it's exactly like Zimun, where one can be moitzi the others with all the brachas. Because here, points out the Pnei Moshe, you're still going to have to call up two more people. So the first one can't make the Bracha Achrayna, but what he could do is he'll say the Bracha Rishayna. He'll be might see everyone with the Bracha Rishayna. The middle one, who's part of the group, he doesn't have to make any Bracha. The third one, he will make the Bracha Achrayna, and he'll be might see the other two with the Bracha Achrayna. The middle one will be Yaitzeh, he'll fulfill the first Bracha from the person who gets the first Aliyah, he'll fulfill the second bracha, the bracha after the Kriya, from the person who gets the last Aliyah. But at least we will not be making two brachas for each person. Each person who gets an Aliyah will not have to make the bracha before and the bracha after. That's if I consider it as a group. Back to the Gemara, in Tavdinun, but if you consider it like three individuals who are each one is doing a separate mitzvah, and then it's compared to three people where each one ate separately, they did not eat as a group together. Not only will the first one have to say the bracha lefaner l'acharei, not only will the last one have to say the bracha lefaner l'acharei, but the middle one will also have to say, all three will have to make two brachas lefaner l'acharei. This is the question of the Gemara, how do you treat it? So again, it's compared to Zimun. It cannot be compared exactly to Zimun, because by Zimun there's no requirement that each bracha has to be said by another individual. Ma'ashen by Kriya Satayra is a requirement that three kruyim have to be called up to the Torah. But if I consider them as one group, at least what I could do is that the first one will say the bracha lefaneh, the second one will say nothing, the third one will say the bracha l'acharei, and everyone will be yaitzeh with those two brachas. If each one is considered doing a separate mitzvah, they are like three people, each one eating separately and not as a group, then each one will have to make both brachas. What is the din here? How did Chazal compare, according to Rebbe, Torah to Mazon? Did they compare it to the group, or do they compare it to three individuals? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Avdima. So Rav Shmuel Bar Avdima wanted to answer this shaila, whether the kruyim that read in the Torah are considered one group or each one is doing a separate mitzvah. Le lomdu birchas ha-Torah, mi birchas ha-Zimun, ela l'rabim. When do we learn Birchas Hatorah? From Birchas Hazimun. As we mentioned before, this Gemara is going according to Rebbe. The way the Pnei Moshe learns that Birchas Hatorah learned out from Zimun, and here we see it beferish in the words of Rav Shmuel Bar Avdima. When is Birchas Hatorah learned from Zimun? That's only Elul Rabbim. It's only a chiyuv for a Rabbim and not for a Yochid. Let us see the Haredim inside, who explains this very beautifully. The last wide line of the Haredim on the right-hand column. Elul Rabbim ha'oilin likroi, those who are getting an aliyah to read in the Torah. That's when the chiyuv is. Aval yachid loy mechayiv, an individual is not chayiv in birchas haTorah. As the Haredim will explain, if he reads from a Torah in the middle of the day, he's not mechuyiv in a separate bracha. Alma dichi achul yachad chashvin in ha'olim. You had a shaila whether the olim, those who are called up to the Torah, are a one group or each one is an individual person doing an individual mitzvah. We see if the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah by Kriyas HaTorah is only a din on a tzibur, on a group, we see that they're considered like a zimun by benching, that it's a group. Each individual person is not chayiv in zimun, but together as a group they are chayiv in zimun. So this answers your question. In Einichanami, the first person who gets an aliyah will make a bracha rishayna, and the last person will make the bracha achrayna. The person in the middle will not make any bracha. Later on, Chazal were misakin that each person makes its own bracha lufanei olachro. That's our minig today. But originally, it was a group, and as a group, the first one made the first bracha, and the last one made the last bracha. Now, the Haredim explains, the iki yichidim, if you're going to consider that each person who's ola la Torah is ola by himself, not as part of the group, im kein gam kol yachid yischayv, if you're saying that the bracha of Birchas HaTorah by Kriyas HaTorah was made for Yechidim, so then every Yochid should be Chayiv by himself. V'kach hois ha-kabola b'yodish or Rav Shmuel m'rabaisav. Rav Shmuel had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim that a Yochid by himself is not Mechuyiv. Well, v'kach, and he explains, l'maisa, odom Yechidi ha-korah b'emtza hayom b'sefer Torah einam avorach kibitzibar. A person who takes a Sefer Torah in the middle of the day and he reads it is not Chayiv, as he would be if it would be in a tzibur. The nifter, he himself individually, is potter b'birchas haTorah shabirach shachris kol hayom v'lo halayla. He is potter based on the bracha that he made personally in the morning by birchas haTorah for the whole day and night, kol zman shleishan, as long as he did not go to sleep. So this is the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is you had a shaila whether it's three individual mitzvahs or a group doing a mitzvah together by Kriyas HaTorah. The answer is it was only nisakin by a rabbim. A yochid in the middle of the day who made Birchas HaTorah in the morning would not be mechayiv himself in a new bracha by reading from the Torah if it's not in a group. And therefore, we have to say, when the three read, they're reading as a group. The first one makes the first bracha, the last one makes the last bracha, and the middle one makes no bracha. Ask the Gemara, going back to the Gemara, v'im l'rabim, if you tell me that the whole chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah with those brachas are only by a rabim, and the three people who are called up are being called up as a group, so afilo bein l'bein atzma l'yivorch, as the Haredim explained. So why do we make Birchas HaTorah in the morning when we daven each individual person? You're telling me that they were not misakin Birchas HaTorah for each individual. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Abba Mori, Achved Rabbi Yossi, Rav Abba Mori, the brother of Rabbi Yossi, answered, Asu kishar kol mitzvei seir shel Torah. They made Torah like all other the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ma shar kol mitzvahs, tunis bracha. A person is shaking lulav, he has to make a bracha mitzvah on al netilas lulav. A sukkah, he has to make leishu basukkah. Before he does each mitzvah, he says a bracha. So just like every other mitzvah, there is a bracha before performance of the mitzvah. So ma shar kol hamitzvahs tunis bracha. Just like all other mitzvahs require bracha first, avzu tuna bracha. So this also requires a bracha. The bracha is midrabanan, meaning that every person, midrabanan, has to make a bracha on the mitzvah of limud haTorah. But if you're reading Betzibur on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos at Mincha, or Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, as the Haredim pointed out before, so there's a new chiyuv on a tzibur to make a bracha when they get called up to the Torah. A yochid, who's reading from a Sefer Torah in the middle of the day and made Birchas HaTorah in the morning, does not have that chiyuv. So it comes out there are two chiyuvim. There's an individual chiyuv the Rabbanan made for each person in the morning, and then there is a special chiyuv by a group of making Birchas HaTorah before you read it. So since it's made, that second takana was made only by a rabbin, therefore, me'ikar adin, the bracha, the first bracha is made by the first person, the last bracha by the last person, the middle person has no bracha. Later on, for various reasons, the Chachamim changed it and made that each ola made a bracha lefaneo and a bracha leachreho. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if somebody ate demai, even though this is a davar ha'asur, a person who gets to ufanam ma'oretz has to be mafresh meiser, and if he eats it without being mafresh meiser, he's doing something wrong, and therefore any time you're doing an averi, you're not mitzarif to a zimun. Yet the Mishnah tells us that achol demai, you are mitzarif to a zimun. Hado Amra, this teaches us, akol peiros, all produce, sofik nisaknum, sofik loy nisaknum, is amnit. That if there's a sofik, whether meiser has been given or not, and a person ate it without taking off meiser, you could still be mitzarif him to a zimut. So the Gemara is assuming that just like by demai, when we buy from an ma'oretz, and we have a suffix whether he took off meiser or not, and we ate it without taking off meiser, the person is mitzarif to a zimun. So too, if a person has his own suffix, did I take off meiser or not? I don't remember. And he goes ahead and eats it without taking off meiser, that person could be mitzarif to a zimun. Amar Rav Shimon, Achvid Rav Brechia, Rav Shimon, the brother of Rav Brechia, said, it's no proof. There's a difference between demai and a person's own suffix. B'shah she'gozer al demai, when Chazal were gozer on demai, that if you buy from Amar Oretz, you should give meiser. Roiv Amar Oretz, hayu, our girsa here is, machnis lebatein. Most of the Amoratzim would bring it into their houses. The girsa of the Charedim and others is, and we find the same thing in the Shinri Neschois and Zion, Roiv Amior, it's Mafrishin Lebateim. Garcinan says the Charedim around eight lines from the bottom in the right hand column. Vechenu Birushalmi Perik, Beresh Perik, Beis Deorla, Kloimra, Philip Lebateim, She'ein Roya Rak Hashem, Mafrishin Amaiser. Even in their houses, where the only one who sees them is Hashem, they're Mafrish the Meiser. And so it says in the Bavli and Shabbos Tav Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, Roiv Amiorats Masrimhein. Most Amoratsim we know when they're by themselves and nobody sees them, they do give Meiser. They do have fear of Hashem. Im Kain, Havi Hadmai, Safe Karv Levadai, Duhu Moser, Lekach Mizamnin. Avul B'Safik Shokol Dilma Loi. So that's the Gemara's Chilik. That's what Rab Shimon, Achvad Rab Rechia, makes a distinction. By demai, even though there were guys that you should give Meiser, but in fact they knew that Roiv Amratzim did give Meiser. So therefore, it's Roiv chances that Meiser was taken. So maybe there, if a person ate demai without taking Meiser, since Roiv gave Meiser, so therefore, that person is mitzarif to a zimun if he ate it without giving meiser when he bought it from the Amoritz. But if a person has his own suffix, 50-50, whether he gave meiser or not, perhaps he's not mitzarif to a zimun if he ate it. There's no rye from the case of demai to a regular suffix hashokel. I don't remember if I gave meiser or not, and I went ahead and ate it without giving new meiser. Perhaps there, if a person did such a thing, he should have been machmer, and he wasn't. Maybe there were not mitzarif him to a zimun. Continues the Gemara on Daf, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Vaidamra. So what could you compare this halacha to? Where could we find a precedent to answer this question, whether a person is mitzarif by a zimun, by a suffik or not? Da, from this halacha, perhaps there's a raya. Kusi mizamin alav. We learned in the Mishnah that you can mitzarif a kusi to a zimun, even though there was a suffik, whether a kusi were legitimate gerim or not. V'ahon kusi, these kusim, lav safik, who are they not a safik, whether they're really religious Jews or not, whether you could be mitzarif them to a zimun or not, and yet we're mitzarif them. So too, if a person has a safik, whether he took meiser from his tfu or not, and he ate it, so we also will be able to mitzarif such a person to a zimun, so, because we see whenever we have a safik, like by kusi, we're mitzarif to a zimun. Amar Rav Abba. So Rav Abba said, again, no proof. Tifter Kimandamar, you can say that our Mishnah, which it says Mizamnin Anakusi, is going like that Mandi Omer who said that the Ispalgin is going like that Mandi Omer who said Kusi ki Yisroel, that a Kusi has a din of Yisroel. He didn't give it a suffix. He held, one Mandi Omer, as we'll soon see, that a kusi had a din of a Yisrael. And we're goyris in the Gemara, the ispalgin. So we're adding two words to the Gemara here in this girsa, which we find in the Charedim, in the third line on the left-hand column. Hachi gassin kamandi Omer, kusi ki Yisrael, the ispalgin. So we're adding the word ki Yisrael and the word dispalgan. We find that there's a Mandi Omer who says that a kusi has a din of Yisrael because we find the machloikis. One Mandi Omer says kusi ki goi divri Rebbe. Rebbe says that kusi has a din of a goi. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer kusi ki Yisrael v'chol dover, that a kusi has a din of Yisrael for all matters. So our mission is going like the Mandi Omer says kusi ki Yisrael. So according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who argues on Rebbe, it's not a suffix. He holds that a kusi has a din of Yisrael. So according to Shimon Gamliel, he has a din of a vada Yisrael. There's no suffix. You have no raya to our case. If a person has a suffix, whether you gave him ice or not, whether you could be mizamnin, because kusi, we don't look at it as a suffix. We look at it either as a goy, but we're not going like Rebbe who says a goy, or like Shimon Gamliel. We're going like Shimon Gamliel that a kusi has a din of Yisrael vada, and there's no suffix. So you have no raya to the case of a suffix if ma'aser was given or not, whether you can be mitzarev of such a person if he ate it without giving ma'aser to a zimun. Continues the Mishnah, Halacha Beis, Noshim V'avarim Uktanim, women and slaves and small children, Eimizam Nalem, we cannot use them to be part of a zimun. Now, women and men together is not appropriate. It's not dignified for women to be mizamin together with men. Nashim v'avadim should not be done, the Gemara tells us, because avadim are nechshad to do averis with women, and therefore they should be kept separate. However, women by themselves can be mizamin. Others are of the opinion that women by themselves have a chiv to be mezamen. However, if we look in Tosfos in the Bavli Brachas Daf Mem Hamid Beis, the second Tosfos Devar Maschil Shaini Hosam says Tosfos Mikam Ashma the Noshim Yecholus Lezamen Latzma. They're able to be mezamen by themselves. V'chein Asu Benos Rabbeinu Avram, the daughters of Rabbeinu Avram, Chom of Shor Rabbeinu Yehuda, the father-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda, did it Api Avian. That's how their father paskin that you girls can be mezamen together yourselves. The oilam is not noig that women make a zimun, even by themselves. The kasha, and Tosfos asks, amai loy nog, why not? Since it says that they can be mezamen, mashma de kamer chayovis lezamen. They're mechuyev to mezamen. Yesh lomer Tosfos answers, the nashim mezamenis la'atzman hainu imratzu lezamen mezamen. This doesn't mean they're obligated to be mezamen, but if they want to, they can be mezamen. Now, concerning Tanim, let us take a look at the Charedim's Pirush here on the Mishnah. And again, as we've seen recently, very often, the Charedim quotes Rabbi Avadya Mibar Tanura word for word from his Pirush HaMishnayis. Pirush HaRav Rabbeinu Avadya V'zeh L'shoinai Uktanim Ein Mizamnim Aleim. The Mishnah says that Ktanim, you cannot use them for a Zim. Dafke Ktanim She'ein Yoidim L'mim Avartim. That's only Ktanim who don't know to whom they are making a bracha. They don't know they're saying it to Hashem. Aval kotna yedei l'mim avorach mezamen olav, but a kotna who knows to whom he is making a bracha, he could be used as a tziruf to a zimun. The ikum and rabbi said there are some of the rabbanim d'amri that they said the lo yomru katan yadelim imuvarchim shem zamnim alav, that when do we include a katan who knows to whom he's saying the bracha as part of the zimun ela beben shalosh esrei shana v'yom echad, only if he's 13 years and one day shaloi hevi shtei saris. In other words, he reached the shanim. There are two criteria for being considered a gadol. One is he reached the date of 13 years and one day, plus he showed two pubic hairs. So the only time these chachamim say that a katan who's yodea to whom he is mevorech could be included is only if he reached the shanim. But shaloi hevi shtei saris, but he did not reach the bringing of the two hairs. This is referred to in the Bavli Brachas Mem Zainam Abeis Mem Chesom Adalav as a katan who is Porech, he is blossoming, he's becoming into a gadol, he's not yet a gadol. So if he only has one of the signs, he's 13 years and a day, plus he knows to whom he's making a bracha, then such a katan, he's not yet a full gadol, because he doesn't have both signs of Saris and Shadim. So then, if he's a Yodeya, then we're mitzarefit, even though technically he's a katan. He's a katan Porech, he's mitzaref. Av v'batzer mihachi. But if he's less than 13 years in a day, a mezamin alav, you cannot use him as part of the zimun v'afilu yedei lemi mevarchim, even if he knows to whom he's mevarch. So this is the machloikas. If you have a katan who knows to whom he's mevarch, could he be mitzurif or not? According to the first day, yes, he could. It's only a katan who doesn't know to whom he's mevarch that you're not mitzarf. If he knows to whom he's mevarch, he's mitzarf, according to the second sheet to know. It's only if he's yegia at least to shun him 13 years in a day, then you can be mitzarf him if he's yodeya. But if he's less than 13 years in a day, even if it's yodeya, it's not mitzurif. Uvi Yerushalmi Maisei Halacha L'Maisei. So what's the halacha? The practical application. De'ein mezamnin al hakatan klal. Yerushalmi, we'll see, holds that you need both. You need the shanim, 13 years of the day, and you need the shtei saros. Anything less than that, you are not mitzarefim. He has a din of a katan. And then the Haredim tells us what we have mentioned before. V'nashim hazam nilatzman, women make a zimun for themselves, and we saw the Tosfos on this in the Bavli. Some say it's a rishus, some say it's a chayva. And concerning this ayin lahalacha in Orachaim Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes Sif Zayin halacha l'maisa. Avol nashim im avadim loy mishum pritzu. So as we mentioned, that women should not make a tziruf together with avadim, because we're chayshed avadim to do averus, to get too friendly with the women, and therefore that should not be encouraged. It should be discouraged, and it should not be done. Continues the Mishnah. Ad kama mezamnin. What is the shear that one needs to eat in order to be part of a zimun? In other words, really, this is a basic shiloh. What is the shear for benching? Once the person is eating the shear that is necessary for benching, so automatically then he could be mitzurf to the zimun. So, ad kama mezamnin. How much is he chayv in birchas of mazon that makes him eligible to be part of the zimun? Ad kezai. So the Tanakh kama says, till a kezaias. He has to eat a kezaias. And olives worth, Rabbi Hudoimer, Atkebe, and though it has to be an egg's worth, and less than that, you cannot be mitzarefim. And on this, the Haredim says, Ad kezayis v'chein halacha, the halacha is kezayis, like Rabbi Hudoimer, Atkebe, Ad kan l'shoine. Again, this is the end quote of the Rav Mibar Tanuria, Rabbi Avadja, and he paskins the halacha that it is a kezayis and not a kebeya, even small enough as a kezayis is mitzarif. Begins the Gemara, Rab Simon b'shem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rab Simon said in the name of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and also Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul b'shem Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul said in the name of Rabbi, katan, even though we said he's not mezamnin for three, we don't join him. But oisin oisnif lasar, we make him a chibur, says the Haredim. We make him a supplement for 10. By 10, as the Haredim explains, we have learned that you have to say the Shem Hashem, Nevarach Elokeinu Shachanu Mishaloi. So by 10, we could use a katan as a supplement. If you have 9 gedolim and this one katan, you can join them for asar. Ask the Gemara. V'hotani, we learned in a brisa. Ein medaktikim b'katan. You are not careful. You're not meticulous to find out by a cotton. Now, what does that mean? And what exactly is the steer that we're asking from the Bryce? So let us look in the Charedim, who explains it very well. This is on the fourth wide line. Ein medaktik in b'katan, mefurish b'bavli. The bavli on daf memzayinu medbeiz in brachas explains. The behavior shtei Cyrus Mari. It's speaking about where he brought this boy to pubic hairs. The ein medaktik in boy megil shloish es rishon of yomechot. We are not meticulous to discover whether he's actually reached 13 years in one day. V'hua din. And likewise, he gia, if he did reach 13 years in a day, ein medaktikin imhevi. We are not meticulous to find out if he brought shtei saris. Umashmois, ein medaktikin. From the, well, we can deduce from these two words of ein medaktikin, you're not meticulous. Hainu the kivin the heavy shtei Cyrus toilin the mislami gilish loy says rishon of yamechod shekein aminik. If he brought two pubic hairs, so then we're not meticulous to discover. Let's say for some reason his birth certificate got lost. We're not sure exactly how old he is, if he is actually 13 years and a day. Once he brought shtei Cyrus, so normally a person who has shtei Cyrus is already 13 years and a day. So if we have a suffix, we consider it as if we would know for sure that he is 13 years and a day. V'chein, and we're going to learn the brackets now. He gia, if he reached 13 years and a day, we know that for sure. Vadei toilin dehevi. So then we say that he min hastam was maybe shtei saris. But we can deduce from that. What happens if one of the two signs was for sure yes, and one of them was for sure no? In other words, he for sure is 13 years and a day, but he also for sure does not have shtei saris. Or he brought shtei saris for sure, and they also know for sure that he's not 13 years and a day. So if one of these factors is certainly not present, then ein mizamnulav. Then you cannot be mitzarfen to a zimun. V'chol shein katan shloi v'yavalayigia. What happens if you have a katan who's not 13 and likewise for sure did not bring shtei saris? So he is not mitzarif to asara. So here is the stira. How can you tell me that cotton, which means a cotton who's loyigia to 13 and he didn't bring shtei saris, and yet it can be used as a supplement? We learned ein medaktik in b'cotton, the only time you can not have both factors that are necessary to become a gadol, namely shanim and shtei saris, is only if he for sure presents one and we have a suffix on the other. So if we have a suffix on the other, we say mistama, since he for sure has one, we'll give him the benefit of both. But if we know for sure that one is lacking, and certainly if we know for sure that both are lacking, then you cannot use a cotton for not for Zimun and not for Asor, for nothing. So we have a contradiction. How could you tell me a cotton could be used as a chibra supplement for Asor without anything, when it's clear from that price that the only leniency that you have is if he has one for sure and one suffic? But if he has none for sure, or even one for sure and one for sure not, then you cannot be mitzvah. We have a stira. Omar Rab Yossi, Kaima Rab Simon. We're going to take out the words Rab Chanina Rab Simon. Omar Rab Yossi, Kaima Rab Simon, B'Shem Rab Yeshua ben Levi. Rab Simon, in the name of Rab Yeshua ben Levi, which we have just quoted before, that says that Oysen Snifla Sara, he will establish this halacha that it's speaking about by Shtei Kit Shnei Tanim, by two Tanim Nitzricha. That's when he said his day. She'im hoya cotton oisnei say suffik. That if he was a cotton, we make him a suffik, and if he was a suffik, oisnei say vaday. We will learn according to the girsa of the Charedim, which is approximately 10 to 15 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Divri Amaschal Oysen as a Suffolk Vadiv as a cotton sniff. And right before that, the Haredim says on that line, which begins with the word Nitzrecha, Echot Suffolk Vechot Cotton. We don't have two children who are Vadik Tanim. We have one who's a Vadik Cotton. He has nothing, no years and no Cyrus. But we have another one who's a Suffolk. So what do? We make the Suffolk into a Vadai, and then we use the cotton for a sniff. Kleimer, let's see how the Haredim explained it. Brisa de Hocha, de Medaktikin. You brought me a Brisa that says you're not Medaktikin, which means if you have one Vadai and you have one Suffolk, you can, one of the signs is for sure present and one is perhaps present. That's when you're not meticulous. You give him the benefit of both signs. You give him years and you give him the Shtesaurus. So when is that? When we're talking about Bishahoyu Shnek Tanamairi, there's Tuktan. Echad Vadi Cotton, Shalai Hevi Shtei Saris, Veloy Gilashanim. One is for sure cotton, he has nothing, no years, no Saris. Vashani Suffolk, and the second one is a Suffolk, Kitafrisha, as we explained. Oy bihigi of Avi Suffolkim Hevi, Oy Hevi of Avi Suffolkim Migil, like we explained before. One he has for sure, and the other one we have a doubt on. Upshit Leilatana, Dilakotn Echad, Afilavadi Oisnoisai Sniff. So that's a given according to the Brisa that we're quoting of a medaktikin, that if you have only one cotton, so that's a given that, of course, he could be mitzdarf to 10. He could be a sniff, as Reb Simon said in the name of Reb Yishuv ben Levi, if there's only one. The Leib Dibir, when did he say the halach of a medaktikin? El alasheni. Only if you have two ktanim. One is for sure lacking everything. So him, if he would be alone, you would make him into a tzirif. He'd be a supplement if he was only one, but now you have a second cotton. The only advantage of the second cotton is that he's not a vadai, that he has nothing, because one simon he has for sure, and the other one, we have a suffix, maybe he has both. So, v'loy dibrel al-sheni v'komer deim medaritken al-toilun devar gadolhu, that he brought this shtesaurus, so he's for sure a gadol. Ach, im noida be'em is the cotton who, but let's say we would know for sure that the second one has nothing, Ain is amnu love. Then you wouldn't use him as a tzirif. Eloisonai sniff la asara v'loy shnayim. You can only use one as a sniff. You can't use two. V'achneam arim v'bavli. Andaf v'mzayim v'beiz in the bavli. Eved echad mitzarif l'asara v'loy shnayim. You can use an eved for a tenth one, but you can't use two of it. V'lom du apayiskim. The Rosh learns from that halacha. Du adin l'shnei ktanim. The same thing by shnei ktanim. If they're both vaday, have nothing. They have no shanim. And they're both for sure do not have shtei saris. So then two Tanim for sure cannot be mitzarf, just like two avadim cannot be mitzarf. So now we have a beautiful answer from the Brisa to the question that we asked on Reb Simon and B'Shem Reb Shuben Levi. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shuben Levi speaking about there's only one cotton. That everyone agrees. If you have one cotton, was nothing. You can still use them as a sniffloss or as a supplement. When did the Brisa? What was it speaking about? It was speaking about you had one cotton who has nothing. So him, as the Gemara concludes, at a according to the gears of the Haredim, that cotton we're going to make into a sniff. When do we say a medaktikin? That's likabi the second cotton. The second cotton is a suffix. What does a suffix mean? A suffix means he has one for sure. And the other sign of being a gadol, he might have. So then we say a medaktikin. Then we take his suffix and we turn it into a vadai. We say that if he reached 13 in a day, he probably has two hairs. If he already has Shtei Saris, then he probably was Higia to 13 years and a day. That's when we say a medaktikin. We're not going to say that cotton, oisin, oisay, sniff, lasara, when you have tuktanim, that both should be a sniff. That everybody agrees not. What we learned from that price is that when you're focusing on the second cotton, the only time we can use him is if he for sure has one sign, either the Saris or the Shanim, and there's a suffix, maybe even has the other sign, then we're not meticulous. We give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably has both. And then we treat, that's what the Gemara is saying, according to the Gish of the Haredim, Oisnes a suffix vadai. That's where Ein Medaktikin. because that's the only suffix. But let's say he'd have one, and he for sure would not have the other. That's not a suffix. That's only one. You need two. But where he has one, you have a suffix. Maybe he has two. I make the suffix into a vadai. I consider him like a vadai gadol, as if he has both. And then I'm able, once I've established that there's really nine here, because the ninth one, I turned the suffix into a vadai gadol. So then I can have the din, which we have all over, that the cotton, the last one, the tenth one, we can use him as a sniff, even though the cotton has no signs. But ain't the chanami, two ketanim with no signs, avada, we would not be mitzarf the second one, only the first one. But besides that cotton, you're going to need nine other gedolim, or at least the ninth one should be a suffix that we turn into a vadai. This is the Charedim's Girsa here in the Gemara, and this is the Pshat, how the Charedim explains the Gemara's Yishuv from the Kasha of the Braisa onto Rav Simon in the name of Rabbi Shua ben